In the story that you heard in Eyewitness News this morning, the wife of assassinated former anti-gang detective Nicolette Kinnear, last year she was fighting to retain a sense of security after the murder of her husband, Charles Kinnear, of course, assassinated, I think it was in September, 2 years ago. And since then, people have been arrested, largely affiliated to organized crime in Cape Town. And not only organized crime in Cape Town, the very real prospect of police involvement or some sort of sections of the police involvement in propping up organized crime in South Africa. Last night, getting in touch with us, saying that her security detail has been revoked again, and at the end of this month, she'll be without security. Nicolette Kinnear joining me now on the line, wife of assassinated anti-gang, the late anti-gang unit detective, Charles Kinnear. Nicolette, thanks so much for joining us. I know that there was a furor about June, July last year, where there was communication from South African Police Service saying, we are pulling back security from, you know, your family as this case is now continues in the courts. You managed to have a meeting with senior police and police ministry officials. That was then reinstated, but you've received more communication now that up until the end of this month, that security that has been afforded to you will be removed. How do you receive that?
Good morning, Lester. Morning, listeners. I'm nothing but short but disgusted. I feel like watching the same movie. Last time we might have watched it on Netflix. Now we're on Showmax. Because this is where we were in 2019. And early 2020, I warned them. In terms of why our security detail was removed at that stage. I still haven't received answers. Everything, we've been through three bail applications post the assassination, one being the hand grenade, Zane Killian and Nafis Modax, or the other accused bail application. And in their list, clear things came out that in Zane's bail application, on his devices, I was, there were photographs, there were profiles, there were whatever that was forwarded to whoever.
Nicolette, of course, the exact detail of the security situation is something that you don't want to reveal in detail, but you, your family, and maybe even supportive members of the South African Police Service feel that there's still a viable security threat against you?
That's exactly what I wanted to mention, because like what came out in Zane's trial, for example, that it was not only my husband. Likewise, it came out in the hand grenade trial, that it was not only my husband. There were 5-6 different attacks planned on us as a family. Less than a month ago, I think one of the co-accused in the hand grenade took a plea agreement where he said in court that he just had to come and take us all out. So there have been several instances. We know my husband's phone was pinged more than 3,000 times. So at any given time, on any highway or byway, he drove at, or they knew at any given time where he was. He was often on scenes, on route, on whatever. So if it was ever intended that attacks was only planned for my husband, my kids have been followed. We've had people sitting outside of our doors. We've had people rocking up at court. So for me, it's just, you know what? In 2020, we threw your husband to the walls and they left him out to dry. Lester, we are not in this situation because we want to do, to want to be, if anything. But bottom line is we are where we are today because my husband was doing his job. Our situation escalated to where it was because certain people within the organization did not do their job. Nicolette, so is that my fault?
Yeah, I totally empathize with you. And the court case of the accused still goes ahead in court, will you be called as a witness? And if you are called as a witness, as the seeing now that your SAP security has now been or will be withdrawn, would you make any representations maybe to the National Prosecuting Authority, who have their own it's a rudimentary witness protection program? We've spoken to many people of how that is not sufficient. Is that an option for you?
For us, no, because it's not only me. It's my family here that has been targeted. We were surveilled and stuff, even when my husband was not in the province. Hence why me saying that this whole thing with my husband was, I think it needed to be a clear message. You come too close to us, we'll take you out as a family.
Nicola, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we can get some response from South African Police Service. Nicola Kanea there. She is the wife of the late assassinated Charles Kanea, now coming forward saying that by the end of this month, South African Police Service saying they're going to be taking away our security, even though we still have to testify in the case of his murder. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 0725671567.